At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You make the coffee, Porcupine. You slice some bread, Empty Skull. I'll do the ham and egg.
On 2UE, The Long Lunch.
I'm so hungry, I can eat a horse.
Hurry, I can hardly wait.
It's 20 past 12. I'm glad you could join us. And here he is from Melbourne, Todd McKinney. He joins us. Todd, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Stuart.
How are you going?
Yeah, good.
Terrific. And John Gibbs is with us. He's worried about talking while he's having his sandwich. It's the long lunch. It's fine.
I've got a curried egg sandwich. Good afternoon, everyone. Hi,
at least
Todd.
You got sandwiches. I've got nothing here.
Oh, right. Well, look, I'm sorry. Order the TNT truck now. We'll have them home delivered for you by next week.
Thanks for that. Just a warning that Stuart will pick the insides out of his sandwiches if you haven't seen him have lunch before.
Rubbish.
And he doesn't eat his crusts.
I'm at my distance. Don't worry about it.
I do eat my crust.
It's like a food fight every time you have the long lunch in there.
Now, Vivid starts tonight. You're going to miss it, the Vivid Festival. Will you get back to Sydney at all for Vivid?
He's not the only one who's going to miss it tonight.
Right.
What the weather? You won't see anything.
Oh, well, look, no. Well, their lights, and it might look even better.
They won't be able to come through the clouds.
They will.
No, it's beautiful. I loved it. I went last year. It was an amazing event, isn't it?
It really has taken off, hasn't it?
Yeah, actually, I think last year it surprised them how many people actually went to it.
The last few years it's really picked up. Yeah,
hopefully they'll be a bit more kind of organised this year. But I love the Opera House when it goes off like that.
Now, has anything goes started yet or not?
Well, right now, the cast is just arriving at the theatre. We're in the theatre for the first time, so we've left the rehearsal room.
Goodness.
And today we start teching it on the stage. So I'm going to let them get it all right, and then I'll finish this lunch, and then I'll head into the studio.
Oh, very good. Because when I see you on stage, I figure you've probably just sort of had seen the script, and yet it seems to me like the rehearsals have been running longer than the show.
Yeah, the rehearsals are 4 weeks. And so, well, the interesting thing is it's not just learning the show. We've learnt the show now, so now we've got to teach the show to the mechanists and the dressers and the theatre staff. So they've never seen the show before, so it's a whole new set of rehearsals now.
How far away are we from the starting of the show?
We'll rehearse now for a week.
Oh, goodness.
So what's the actual opening day?
That's 31st of May, my 50th birthday.
Is that day.
So they're actually waiting for your 50th to start the show.
Well, that's why they put the show on. Good point. It was nice of the producer, John Frost, to throw a birthday party for me like this.
That's right. There's nothing like opening night to coincide with a birthday party.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, one of the stories of the week has been Frank Lowy's tumble at the presentation for the A-League Grand Final. This was incredible. He's 84. He landed very heavily, thankfully okay. This is what the boss of the Football Federation, David Gallop, had to say.
Yeah, I saw it from behind. It looked terrible.
And also Peter Cosgrove, the Governor-General.
That was actually Graham Arnold.
Although he's scratching himself from the Rio Olympics, the gymnastics. He's not going to have a go.
The gymnastics. I mean, it was incredible. David Gallop didn't even seem, John, to have time to process what was happening.
No, he got a shock. There's no doubt about that. And the actual trophy is shaped like a life buoy, and he was hanging onto it. So it was like a tug of war.
Oh, they call it a toilet seat.
Well, they do, but a life buoy. Well, hang on. if you were in the ocean,
yes,
and you had a plastic toilet seat, wouldn't you think that would be like a life buoy if you needed something to save someone?
I suppose that's right. Is that what the A-League people like to call it, a life buoy as opposed to a toilet seat?
No, but it was like a life buoy. Yes, so if it was water, David Gallop would have been throwing it straight down to Frank Lowy.
Very sheltered.
Seriously, he didn't know what to do because he was going to take the trophy with him, Frank Lowy.
Right.
It was a 9 out of 10 with a degree of difficulty of 3.5. It was well done. Seriously.
He's lucky he didn't hurt him. Because the photo I saw here in the Melbourne papers was him upside down on his collarbone with his legs in the air.
He got a grass stain on his head.
You saw that, didn't you? Absolutely. I know. It showed you how hard he'd hit the ground.
Unless they paint the surface of Amy Park with green stuff like they did. They paint the greens at the Masters green, you know.
That could be right. That could explain it, because it was a bit unusual. They might have actually painted the grass. Because I think he makes a fair point with this, because it was unusual. You might have had a clot of dirt or something in your hair, but the hair was actually, Green, I think he's right. I think they paint the surface.
That's what they do on Alice in Wonderland.
Well, that's right, or anything goes. There's sort of nonsense that can occur.
Anyway, it was it had a happy ending, thankfully, and it is testament to a good, clean living life and plenty of money in your pocket to land on.
There's certainly plenty of money. I mean, they were talking about the height of the podium. It'd be a bigger fall from his wallet. Wouldn't it?
Well, if that was on the set of Anything Goes, I think you'd have to be harnessed.
That's exactly right. What about this, though? He came back that night, landed at Sydney Airport in his private jet, and about 8 minutes later, one of his sons returned from Melbourne in his private jet.
Oh, God.
They can't even plane pool or anything. They came back in separate private jets.
He's worth $7 billion. What do you want him to do?
You would if you could, though, Stuart,
well,
wouldn't you?
Well, look, I suppose you would, but if you're both there in Melbourne for the same event and then you're both coming back to Sydney that night, 8 minutes apart, don't you think your people could speak to my people and we'll come back in the one private jet?
What, do you think they need to conserve energy?
Well, no.
Or petroleum?
No, well, that's the whole point about having...